I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your weekend wake-up call. No matter how swift the transitions of our 21st century culture, the human system must still respond and react to a multiplicity of daily pressures. What becomes a pressure point or who applies pressure may change, but pressure still exists. Let me see by a show of hands how many of you are under pressure. Please hold your hands up high so I can see them. My, look at the crowd today. Pressure can make or break a leader. Constant career pressure can make a diamond out of a lump of coal. But constant career pressure can also drive a person towards burnout and depression. If that's you, say amen. The right amount of pressure on a pole catapults an athlete over the bar towards Olympic gold. The pressure of the crowd may make another athlete lose focus. Overwhelming pressure can snap a mind, break down a body, and wreak havoc with emotions and the immune system, while not enough pressure may tempt mediocrity. Pressure exists. Go on, say amen again. Pressure exists in every age. In the Bible, David was pressured by the pursuit of Saul. A disciple was pressured to succeed after failure. The tree was pressured to produce. The widow was under pressure to give out of her need rather than her abundance. Elijah's pressure point had him hiding in the cave. Well, whether it was yesterday or today, I believe that Dr. Samuel DeWitt Proctor, the late eminent prophet preacher, was correct when he noted that the scenery may change, but the human condition remains the same. My grandmother Smith was known for taking leftover pieces of chicken, pork, or beef and turning them into gourmet delicacies. Her major weapon was a pressure cooker. Now, let's be honest. How many of you actually remember what a pressure cooker is? This archaic kitchen equipment was known to build a tremendous amount of steam to prepare a meal in less time than conventional methods. Oh, this was long before the microwave oven. Too much pressure within this small pot made the pressure cooker a dangerous device. Grandmother Smith knew what kept the pressure cooker from exploding. Her secret of success was the gradual release of steam that kept the contents cooking rapidly while keeping the pot from exploding. The pressure cooker could then handle contained power without exploding its contents all over the kitchen. I think we could use the secret of my grandmother Smith. Try letting off steam in a manner that keeps you on the job, keeps you ticking without exploding or imploding. Transform pressure from being an enemy that snaps and breaks and destroys, erupts, or explodes into a device that motivates, sustains, and encourages. Here are a few things that you can do to help relieve those pressure points without exploding or imploding. Praise releases pressure. Praising God invites the presence and power of the Lord into your life and situation. Worship releases pressure. Regular public and private worship releases pressure by taking the focus off of self and circumstances and turning them towards the Lord. Worship as an act of giving turns the mind, heart, and soul over to the Lord. Worship as an act of surrender acknowledges and submits to the higher authority and power of God. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Prayer releases pressure. Many of our battles are fought and won on our knees. In prayer, we can download overwhelming pressure and upload spiritual strength to continue our task. In prayer, answers unknown to humanity, yet known to God, are revealed. In prayer, confessions are uttered, forgiveness is sought and found. Studying the Word of God releases pressure. The power of the written Word is released and reproduced in the life of the believer. The beloved community helps release pressure. A community of believers with the shared experience of worship, discipleship, and fellowship can provide a refuge for renewal, restoration, and reflection. Staying connected to your spiritual power source will help release pressure while handling your business instead of the business handling you. Rest and relaxation releases pressure. This is the weekend. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. Take a break from the daily grind. Please do at least one fun thing this weekend. teach, train, and tell may also help release pressure. When you find yourself on the other side of overwhelming pressure from something or someone, tell the testimony to encourage somebody else. Just telling the testimony of how you made it over, I tell you, it's encouraging in itself. Teaching may be as easy as setting an example for someone else. As you relive the moments of triumph, pressure mountains become molehills as you remind yourself of the past victories. Don't let pressure get you down. Try these things this weekend and see if it will make a difference not only in the days ahead, but make a difference in your life forever. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your Weekend Wake-Up Call.